You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
All right, joining me down here at the Al Melville, coming out early in the morning, which is always a talent for any New Zealand musician. Andrew Spraggan, who is Sola Rosa. Hi, Andrew, how are you? Hi, I'm turning you on. Let's turn you on.
Yes, yes.
There you are, there you are. Yes, yes, y'all. Yes, yes, y'all. Good morning, Andrew. How are you, man?
I'm good, thank you. How are you doing, Mikey?
Good. I said to Andrew, I haven't heard from you for a while. Where you been? Berlin or something? And where have you been?
Avondale.
Avondale. Whoop, whoop. What's been happening, man?
Like everybody else, it seems. Man, I've been in the studio. Like, you know, I've been making this EP and working on an album and another album, seventh album.
I was going to say, your problem you've got, pal, is that you've been writing quality beats for a long time.
Well, thank
and you've
you.
Set the bar quite high for yourself.
Yeah, I try to. What? I've been sort of going backwards and forwards between here and the UK for the last few years.
See, I knew it. Hey, international travel, yes, sure.
Touring and but also collaborating quite a bit with UK artists.
But so, what's a, like, who have you been collaborating with? I can just see a look in your eye that says this is going to be some good name dropping going on.
Well, I don't know if you'd know any of them, but yeah, there's a woman called Eva Lazarus and Kevin Mark Trail, of course, and a guy called Aaron Taylor, a whole bunch of people.
And how do you hook up with them to decide to work with them?
Sometimes I'm already kind of a fan of their music, or I've sort of found them.
So what do you do?
Spotify,
just dial up,
or
just look them up on Twitter or something, or
Facebook generally.
Really?
Yeah. It used to be MySpace back in the day. That's how I always collaborated with people back then, was MySpace.
Awesome.
But now it's Facebook.
And do they know who you are when you contact them?
Not always, no. Probably most of the time they don't.
It's very generous of them to sort of to be open to working with people they don't know, eh?
They don't always respond.
Yeah.
Some do, some don't.
And what sort of shows have you been doing?
We did our summer sort of run here.
Yeah. Was that good?
Yeah, it was cool. It's cool. And then last year...
You've really entrenched yourself into the hearts of New Zealand now, eh? It's like you almost have to do a summer run every time.
Bit of an institution now. Coming up 20 years next year, mate, so...
How awesome is that?
Yes.
Bands used to die well before that.
It's crazy. Yeah. Well, I mean, you know, I've thought about doing other stuff, but to be honest, if I did...
What are you going
to
do?
It would just sound
seriously,
like Sola Rosa. So,
seriously, what are you going to do?
Yeah.
No, you have to do that.
Hang out with my kids or something.
and like a home dad. Yeah, cool.
Yeah.
But who writes music and then travels in bands. And how many... Do you have a sort of a unit that you're writing with at the moment, or is it just you and then... You put together a live show, like when you do, like when you're touring in the summer.
Yeah, I've got a band, and I kind of start things in the studio just with a beat, basically, and then bring in the band
members. Are you like,
are you
sort of write up yourself in the studio? Do you sort of, you know, like, do you take advice from fellow? Oh, so you do. You're not just you're not a dictator.
I know my strengths and weaknesses.
Yeah. Do you have a producer, or do you produce your own stuff?
I produce my own stuff, but on this EP and on the album I'm working on at the moment, Andy Morton, Submariner, he's co-produced and mixed the whole thing, so yeah.
Well, cool. And what have you sort of found has been the big change in, say, the last 10 years of, because it's been, I mean, the first 10 years of an artist's life, you're doing what you want to do, and then you've, like, the last 10 years been sort of significant in any way, sort of musically for you? I'm just taking a massive stab in the dark there from knowing you, but yeah.
It's just been some highs and lows, man, to be honest, you know, and it's kind of like, we all went a bit crazy after the Get It Together album. There was lots of...
Oh, that'll teach you.
...international touring and kind of took its toll, to be honest. And so I ended up having to take some time off that because I sort of run myself down and, you know, things weren't that great, but...
But here you are, still going. And
yeah, man,
writing
picked,
good
it,
shit,
picked so. It up and I'm kind of like working on new material and I've just decided to take my time with everything and like put it out when I feel it's ready rather than just rush things like I have done last
time. And what about on the technical side? Because, you know, making electronic beats is very different to making electronic beats when you started making electronic beats.
I find the beat part easy. I can write beats for days, but actually turning that into something...
Into some quality music.
Into a song, you know, into something that's got structure and is good. Takes time. Collaboration.
So when does EP, was it launched? We've done
it's out today.
It's out today. Today's the day.
Today's the day.
Well, congratulations. What about a round of applause for Sola Rosa's release of their EP today? And do you want to introduce the
song? Thank you, guys.
Andrew, do you want to introduce the song to us?
Yeah. Hey, what's up? This is Andrew from Soul Rosa, and this track is Back to You featuring the one and only Noah Slee.
And what's it about?
I don't know. You'd have to ask Noah.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.